From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian government forces advance. The Syrian army, backed by Iranian militia and Russian airstrikes, has advanced toward the Turkish border, pushed rebels out of at least two towns north of Aleppo. Russia has been bombarding rebel-held areas for days, causing tens of thousands of civilians to flee to Turkey and camps along the border. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says Washington has been in close contact with Moscow ahead of another international meeting scheduled in Munich later this week.
We have talked a lot about this with them, and you heard the secretary address this very issue on Friday. And that's why he believes this upcoming meeting in Munich is important on Thursday to deal with this exact issue. And he's been very clear that Russian support for the Assad regime is doing nothing but prolonging the conflict, helping attract jihadis and foreign fighters to the effort. Obviously, it's increasing the flow of refugees, and it's harming innocent people.
Turkey's deputy prime minister warned his country could face as many as 600,000 new Syrian refugees, on top of the 2.5 million it's already caring for. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Ankara and Germany may seek greater NATO involvement. Meanwhile, the U.S. welcomed a Saudi offer to deploy special forces to support a possible coalition ground operation in Syria. At least 21 people were killed, dozens wounded in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in recent days amid rising ethnic tensions. The violence pits Hutus against other local groups, including ethnic Nande and Nyanga. The UN reports massive displacement of civilians and instances of looting, rape, abductions, and arson. Ethnic rivalries and competition for mineral-rich land have stoked persistent conflict. This is VOA News. UN investigators have accused Syria of carrying out a massive extermination of detainees among its civilian population, alleging it amounts to a crime against humanity. Paulo Pinheiro is chairman of the Independent Commission of Inquiry on Syria.
Detainees are subjected to violations on a mass scale in governmental detention centers. Prisoners are routinely tortured and beaten, forced to live in unsanitary and overcrowded cells with little food and no medical care. Many perish in detention.
The UN investigation, based on interviews with hundreds of survivors and witnesses, said the government is holding tens of thousands. Thousands more have simply disappeared. At least 35 migrants drowned in the Aegean Sea Monday trying to reach Greece from Turkey. Turkey's Coast Guard rescued seven as two boats sank in separate incidents. The latest fatalities drive the death toll for Mediterranean crossings this year to nearly 400. This Syrian refugee, Mustafa, was among the fortunate who made the dangerous crossing safely.
Open to people because the people have children and want to peace. And all people want to stop war in Syria because many people in Syria, your house is very finished. Don't have house, don't have money, don't have work. And stop war and open because if the war in Syria is enough, all people Syrian, we will back to Syria and building Syria.
The International Organization for Migration says more than 75,000 have arrived by sea in Greece and Italy since New Year's Day. Rescuers in Taiwan are using cranes, dogs, and electronics to search for survivors from Saturday's apartment building collapse in Tainan City following a 6.4 magnitude earthquake. The death toll stands at 38. Hundreds have been rescued. More than 100 remain under debris. Engineer Chengming Chang says there remains signs of life, so rescuers are being very careful. He says some barricades have been removed. The chances of survival diminish as those trapped have no access to food or water. The chief executive of Dalo Airlines Monday said the man suspected of detonating a bomb last week on board one of his company's planes, initially intended to board a Turkish Airlines flight. CEO Mohamed Ibrahim said most of the passengers in the flight intended to travel to Djibouti on the Turkish flight, but it was canceled. Voters in three small towns in the state of New Hampshire cast their votes early Tuesday. The first votes in the New England state's presidential primary election, the 9 Republican and 2 Democratic hopefuls, are looking for delegates and momentum as the primary election season unfolds, leading to the major party national nominating conventions in July. The presidential election in the U.S. is November. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.